Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, November 13th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Firefighters are battling a new kind of fire, those caused by electric vehicles, and they're discovering that these fires are harder to put out. Our reporter John Kyleman will join us later in the show to explain why. But first, some headlines. Meta is returning to China 14 years after Facebook was shut out of the country. The social media giant has struck a preliminary deal with the world's largest video game company, Tencent, to sell its virtual reality headsets in China as early as next year. Our reporter Raphael Huang says the deal could open up a major new market for Meta's VR gear.
The global shipment of VR headsets has been declining in recent quarters due to the weakened economy and aging product offerings. So the market is wondering whether VR headsets are able to win over a broader base of consumers. So earlier this year, Meta slashed prices for some headsets. And we also know that Meta has explored lowering costs of some components. The product they're going to sell in China using cheaper components is part of Meta's efforts to boost the business.
This market poses some unique challenges, one reason being that Beijing has been tightening regulations around video games. Here's Raphael again.
This is still a provisional deal, and details are subject to change. One of the uncertainties is China hasn't issued any rules for VR yet, so it is still unclear whether Tencent would need formal government approval to introduce Meta's device in China, and in particular, to offer VR contents on the headsets, especially VR games. The background here is that China requires video game publishers to seek government approval before launching a new title. All of this would probably create hurdles for Meta's devices to be sold in China.
Meta declined to comment on the story, and Tencent didn't respond to a request for comment. And EVs, the solar build-out, Washington's rural broadband initiative, and utilities bracing the grid for stronger storms, they all depend on the same thing, big trees. And that's leading to a boom in the utility pole business, thanks to a flood of public and private infrastructure spending. So the hunt for the tallest, straightest, knot-free conifers is on. Our commodities reporter Ryan Dezember has more.
Think about charging your car and how if you have an electric car, you can't just plug that into the normal system, right? You need a lot more power. And the grid in a lot of places just isn't equipped to deliver that much more. Think about plumbing. If you added a bunch of new homes, you'd need a bigger pipe for more water. And that's what's happening on a grand scale of electricity, you know, especially as we get rid of things or we lessen our use of things like natural gas and all these things. The electrification is going to require a lot more wires. And the wires and all the technology have changed over the decades, but the poles are pretty much the same as they were in the 1840s when we started sticking them in the ground all over to connect the country.
Speaking of EVs, firefighters are having a harder time putting out electric vehicle fires. We'll tell you why when we get back from this short break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. But AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. See how customers like Uber and Cohere are training their AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. That's oracle.com/wallstreet.
Fire departments across the country are wrestling with a new problem, electric vehicle fires. And unlike their gas-powered counterparts, EVs combust differently, leading to fires that last longer and are harder to extinguish. Some firefighters are even finding that maybe the best approach is to just stand back and watch it burn. Here to tell us more about EV fires is our reporter, John Kyleman. John, can you start by telling us why EV fires last longer and are more difficult to put out?
So electric vehicles are propelled by battery power. And if you think about it, you need to have enough energy in those batteries to propel 3,000 pounds or so up hills, across streets, you know, for hundreds of miles. And so you can just imagine how much energy that is trapped in those batteries when they're fully charged. And so when that battery is breached, or if there is a design problem, or if there are internal spikes of lithium that form over time and pierce sort of protective barriers inside the battery, that can start a chain reaction known as thermal runaway, which basically it starts a fire and is very difficult to put out. And when one of these fires is burning, these batteries contain all sorts of toxic chemicals. And when those start to burn and emit fumes, that's very dangerous.
Can you tell us about one specific incident of an EV fire that firefighters had trouble putting out?
Sure. There was a fire in September down in a town called Franklin, Tennessee, which is the home to the headquarters of Nissan North America. And what happened is that a Nissan Leaf electric vehicle was charging in the company's parking lot. And for reasons that are not understood or have not been made public at this point, it caught fire. And the local fire department, this is the first electric vehicle fire that they have ever faced. And so they decided to be extremely cautious, and they poured an immense amount of water on it, 45,000 gallons. And according to the fire marshal down there, a typical car fire needs something like 500 to 1,000 gallons to extinguish. So they used a whole lot of water. They were there for hours until it finally was extinguished.
And what has Nissan said about this incident?
Nissan has said only that they are investigating the cause of the fire.
But to be clear, these kinds of EV fires, they are pretty rare, right?
Car fires in general are pretty rare. There are roughly 170,000 a year in the U.S. There are close to 300 million vehicles on the road. So very rare, and electric vehicles make up only 1% to 2% of the amount of vehicles on the road right now, although that portion is certainly rising.
So then how are firefighters responding to this uptick in EV fires?
Well, they're really still figuring it out. As in cases like the one down in Tennessee, they just use as much water as they need to until the fire is extinguished. In other cases, if it's on a highway or something away from a fire hydrant or a steady supply of water, and they just use what they bring with them, sometimes they decide that the wise course of action is just to let it burn itself out. There are other departments that are investing in sort of new gadgets, nozzles that you slip under the car where the batteries are typically located, to spray those directly, big fireproof blankets that they will drape over the car to try and put out the flames. And even in a few cases, they've just knocked the flames down enough so that they can lift the car up and put it into a container of water or sand or something like that so it can just burn itself out and they don't have to sit there babysitting it for hours.
And what about industry groups? Have you spoken to any of them?
I spoke with the president of the Electric Drive Transportation Association, and it was her point of view that although EV fires are not more dangerous than fires involving gasoline-powered vehicles, they do require their own tactics.
How are the companies, the car manufacturers, responding to this issue?
There's a lot of technology in the works to try and cut down on these or possibly eliminate them altogether. There's a lot of work going on with solid-state batteries that are different from the sort of liquid lithium-ion-based batteries that are prevalent right now. Those are thought to be safer. There are companies that are developing battery systems that if you have a problem in one of them, you can basically shut that one off and prevent any problems from spreading, you know, to the other dozens of batteries that power the vehicle. There are materials companies that are working on things that are supposed to contain any fire within the battery cell that it breaks out in and not allow it to spread to others. Audi, for example, has filed a patent application for a battery that's supposed to be able to extinguish its own fire should one break out.
You know, a lot more people are driving EVs now. Is there anything they can do to prevent these fires?
The best advice that I heard came from a fire chief who said that people should just really pay attention to what the cars are telling them. There are a lot of monitors on these cars, and if it tells you that there's a problem, believe it and don't keep driving it like a lot of us do when our check engine light is on in our old-fashioned gas-powered vehicles. So be aware of what the sensors are saying and don't try to put it out yourself, because this is not something that a little old fire extinguisher is going to do much against.
That was our reporter, John Kyleman. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by me, Julie Chang, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.